From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Crude from BP's oil well is not gushing into the Gulf of Mexico for the first time in nearly 3 months. Crews shut off valves on a new containment cap over the blown-out wellhead, and Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says BP is not celebrating because the job isn't finished.
If we're seeing the right indications and the right people study it, we're going to shoot additional seismic data. We'll do lots of analysis to make sure that it looks like everything is as it should be. So I think it's going to be several more days. We need to be, cautious right now. It's a great site, but it's far from the finish line.
Suttle says pressure testing every 6 hours is needed to determine if oil and gas can still escape from the well. He says BP crews have to complete drilling for two relief wells to permanently plug the leak. BP may have to pay royalties on the oil and gas that leaked into the Gulf. NPR's Jeff Brady says that includes oil that has been burned and crude that's washing up on beaches.
The director of a new agency overseeing federal oil and gas leases has sent a letter to BP about what royalties are owed. Michael Bromwich, director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, says the company must pay royalties immediately on oil and gas captured from the leaking well. BP has said it will donate any proceeds from captured oil and gas to help wildlife affected by the spill. The company also has agreed that it owes 18.75% royalties on that oil. But a BP spokesman says the company is still researching another point Bromwich made in his letter, that BP may have to pay royalties on oil and gas that is lost or wasted. That's if it's determined negligence or regulatory violations caused or contributed to the Deepwater Horizon explosion. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Republicans are criticizing the financial overhaul bill approved by Congress as a move that will hurt businesses and individuals. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports that President Obama is stressing that the legislation will be nothing but helpful.
President Barack Obama praised the legislation and dismissed a Republican call for its repeal.
Already, the Republican leader in the House has called for repeal of this reform. I would suggest that America can't afford to go backwards, and I think that's how most Americans feel as well. We can't afford another financial crisis, just as we're digging out from the last one.
The Republicans say the bill ignores the problems of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Democrats say the bill will address abuses in the mortgage industry that contributed to the financial crisis by creating a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And the legislation includes new national underwriting standards, so lenders are required to verify that applicants have the credit history, income, and job status appropriate for the loan they're getting. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Asian stock markets are mixed on reports of a drop in U.S. factory output. Japan's Nikkei index is down 1.6%. This is NPR News. More and more Americans seem to be digging themselves out of debt. Five of the top six credit card companies are reporting a drop in the number of unpaid balances they write off as uncollectible. Citibank was the exception last month. The nation's second largest credit card issuer posted the highest delinquency rate and the second highest default rate of the six banks surveyed. The number one credit card issuer, Chase, showed that there was the biggest improvement in on-time payments for its customers. India's external affairs minister says his country is hopeful that Pakistan will pursue new leads in the 2008 attacks on Mumbai. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad that the incident suspended comprehensive peace talks between South Asia's two nuclear neighbors.
The explosion near Mangora's main bus stand targeted a convoy of security forces, according to authorities, though none was hurt. Pakistan's army deployed to the Swat Valley in large numbers following last summer's battle to expel the Taliban from the territory they had come to control. Thursday's bombing coincided with a peace festival aimed at attracting tourists back to the river-laced valley. A handful of targeted killings of anti-Taliban elders has especially stoked fears that the insurgents are staging a comeback. Several major suicide attacks have shaken Pakistan in recent weeks. A week ago, a pair of suicide bombers killed more than 100 people in the tribal district of Momond. In nearby North Waziristan, three suspected U.S. drone missiles have reportedly killed at least five people. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Again in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei index is down 1.6%. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 7 points. The Nasdaq was down a fraction of a point. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.